my colleague Anya, when she was doing the stitch support, found this amazing label on the inside, which helps to give the dress some provenance.
So previously, you've worked on this up until now without knowing this.
Yeah, without really trying to guess,
and we're you know thinking maybe
exactly
it was sort of a locally made thing. It was a
So this helps us and sort of supports a lot of our kind of suspicions about the garment, but also helps clarify some of the things we were a bit confused about as well. So it's really amazing, and it's tucked in the right shoulder seam, and it says a registered original design with the Fashion Originators Guild. As I understand it, the Fashion Originators Guild was a sort of collective of designers, I suppose, that clubbed together in the early 30s to sort of protect their designs when they were kind of showing to retailers, because copyright didn't exist on garment designs in the same way. It was a group that was disbanded in the early 40s because it was deemed unlawful, and it was taken, I think there was a court case against them, and so they only existed, you know, for less than 10 years. The font looks consistent with other examples from the 30s. The logo changed slightly over that period, and we know that Lee Miller was in New York in, I think, the early to mid 30s, so 32 to 34, and that is consistent with this style of label, so it makes sense that she acquired it during that period. It's amazing that, you know, she acquired it in the 30s and was still wearing it in the late 40s, and obviously through different periods of her life and as her body changed, it was obviously a dress that she kind of connected to because it spans such a long period.